The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take you back to James chapter 5. In the previous podcast, we talked about James 5. We talked about the elders of the church being summoned to pray over those who are sick, and they pray for them. They anoint people with oil, and we're told the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. And so we explored that a little bit and just talked about the way in which elders can be summoned, talked about the fact that sin and sickness are linked. And sometimes it is personal sin, and sometimes it's because we live in a sinful world. But James, having talked about this attitude of prayer, submission to elders, recognizing those in authority. By the way, it's important that it's two-way. It's great to have a people who are submissive and respect your leadership, but you are also, as a leader, you are bound under the grace of God that you should be the best leader that you can be. You don't say, oh, yes, here I am. I'm in this position. Come and I'll pray for you. We come with great humility because it's only Jesus who can heal. James goes on to say, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now, having given us this powerful illustration of a situation in the church where a member is sick and calls to the elders to pray, this is right and this is good, and it's a ministry that I've personally been involved in. It's a great privilege to be called to pray with your brother elders in order that you might seek the face of God. But James now widens it because it's important that prayer for healing is not confined just to those who are in eldership. What he says is this: confess your sins to one another. Pray for each other. In other words, I believe James is saying, having a good relationship with your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ is very important to enjoying good health. Now, we have to be wise. If someone's sick, you don't immediately think, what sin have they done? And if someone's sick, you don't immediately think, what is their attitude to someone in the church? We must not be judgmental like that. We know that is a possible area where the sickness has come in. We do approach this with gentleness and with great fear of the Lord and humility. However, to build the church, the body of people that you are part of and that some of you serve as leaders, it's ever so important to build this whole atmosphere of forgiveness, putting things right. One of the major challenges in church life is when you hear people moan and groan and criticize and complain, usually never to the person themselves. It's behind their back, and all of these things are taking place, and it's very destructive and very painful. Well, I believe what James is saying is the health of the church will be definitely benefited by an attitude when something goes wrong to say sorry and to mean it. You know, that means a great deal when someone says sorry. When you say sorry, people will be able to forgive you and release you. And when someone says sorry to you, you don't need to extract every little bit of sort of vindication out of it. If someone has the courage to say, I was wrong, I spoke to you badly, I treated you badly, I want things to go right. And of course, leaders need to do this as well. I know in the home, I found it very important when I have handled my sons in a way that was not righteous. They maybe did something wrong, and all of my frustration that day pours out, and they don't know what's hit them, because they kind of think, well, I only spilt my drink or whatever. Now, as leaders, we must be very careful, very circumspect, that we're not pouring out our frustrations on some unfortunate member. We need to handle them with care. And when we do make mistakes, when we do exaggerate something, well, it's good to be able to say, I'm sorry, I got that wrong, and I do need to ask your forgiveness. James finishes this little section by saying, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. What a privilege, what a joy that we can bring everything to God in prayer. How wonderful that there is a prayer life which makes a difference. We're not just talking about people mumbling words. We're not just talking about people feeling how sinful they are and wretched. There's all things involved like that. But what I believe James is saying is, see the value, the significance of prayer. It really does make a difference. When you pray in a place before God where things are right between you and God, and things are right between you and the people of God that you serve, then you can come and you can lay hold of God, and you can seek God's mercy, love and grace to bring healing into the life of those who need it. Well, may God bless you. Keep praying for the sick and keep looking to God to heal and to bring forgiveness and bring a sense of no guilt, no shame, no condemnation as things are put right before God and men. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.